You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Brought to you by Quip. The Quip electric toothbrush is the only electric toothbrush that supports your tech briefing and is used by millions of happy, healthy mouths. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Set start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Get quip.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. YouTube is cracking down on political content. Welcome to day one of the 2020 election. To mark the occasion, YouTube announced that, unlike most other social platforms, it will get even more aggressive in combating the election-related disinformation that circulates on its site. In a blog post, YouTube outlined its plan to remove manipulated videos that are intended to deceive viewers, as well as any videos that support conspiracy theories. Super spreaders could make it even harder to predict the path of the coronavirus. To stop a disease like the coronavirus from spreading, experts rely on precise math to model its likely course. But people known as super spreaders, patients who, for unknown reasons, transmit disease at much higher rates, threaten the accuracy of those calculations. So far, there's only a hint of this happening with the Wuhan coronavirus, but if it does occur, it could make the disease more difficult to predict and therefore more difficult to control. And now for today's fast fact, 5.6 million. That's how much companies reportedly shelled out to land an ad in Sunday's Super Bowl. And among that elite group of advertisers was Dashlane, a password management app you probably hadn't heard of. The company's Super Bowl debut is a testament to the strength of the password management industry, which is projected to be a $2 billion a year market by 2025. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.